All right, let me give you the stock market report. Open up the hour here. That's brought to you by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. S&P 500 rises to a new record high once again. Dow Jones up 83 points, S&P 500 up 14 points, NASDAQ up 100 points. So love to see it in green. Important announcement regarding our Whiskey Stars and Cigars event. Due to the weather concerns with Helene moving through the Gulf of Mexico, the Whiskey Stars and Cigars event, which was supposed to be tomorrow at Smoke on the Water, has been postponed till Wednesday, October 9th. It'll be the same night of fun that we promised. Hopefully you've already gotten your invite by going to WQAM.com, but we've scheduled it for a different date just in case it starts to get rainy and windy tomorrow here. Not that any of South Florida really is in the forecast cone, certainly the east side. And I'll give you an update later on in the show of where Helene is tracking, but we have moved Whiskey Stars and Cigars to Wednesday, October 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Mark it down. All right, real quick look at the headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour. That's brought to you by Durell Hyundai. At Durell Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Durell Hyundai.
All right, guys. So the latest from Dolphins camp, Mike McDaniel, no word yet if Skyler or Snoop or Tim Boyle will be starting Monday, even though Adam Beasley told us in the last hour, sounds like it's going to be Tyler Huntley.
I love it.
I love what Beasley said about Tennessee being that terrible. And because I kept looking at the line and it's Dolphins minus one. And I'm like, do I have any reason to bet the Dolphins? But he's right. I mean, they're a better team. And Mike McDaniel, he's better at home. And he can't do that again, can he?
No. He has to scheme up something. And like you're saying, that's why I like the, honestly, even the Tyler Huntley, where now it's an athletic quarterback. You have some more wrinkles in there. Tua's not running. Skyler's not running. Tim Boyle's not running. So now you have an athletic guy. Like, put the offense around it. For him to say he doesn't know who's going to be that guy, no, make him that guy. He should start. He should get all the reps, and he should play on Monday night. Because, come on now, you can't just embarrass yourself every time you play prime time.
Oh, man, I know what this means. I'm going to have to deposit more money into the Hard Rock app because we're going all in on whatever Tyler Huntley's over is on Monday, right?
Oh, Russian?
Yeah.
Oh Huntley over.
Listen, if it is under 80, I am on the over.
Just come on, man. Run him.
What's it going to be? Like 22 and a half?
29 and a half.
Yeah, I would say 30.
I want to say over.
The entire bankroll.
No.
The problem is I did that on Skylar Thompson. Over.
I mean, who knew that he was going to end up out? That guy for sure had one good scramble still in him.
He should have good scrambled in the first quarter when he was getting knocked out every damn play.
Totally agree. I feel like they're almost coached up that they've got this, you know, trauma surrounding Tua that they just, for whatever reason, their quarterbacks cannot run. I'm watching, like you were saying, Josh Allen last night. Watching the Bills game last night. Josh Allen, I mean, the defense is constantly on their toes because they don't know if he's going to take off. Our guys are not allowed to run.
Josh Allen is a defensive end with an arm. I won't even go to Aaron Rodgers, Hawk. I watched Aaron Rodgers scramble for about 15 the other day, and yep. He's 49 years old with a repaired Achilles, and he's running for first downs. This damn Skyler's running to the sideline, patting the ball like nobody's behind him. You know, there's 22 guys on this field, and they're coming at you. 11 of them are thinking about you, son. That was upsetting. Skyler should have ran way more. But to your point, I don't know if they tell him, but it seems as if they tell him, don't run. Wait for somebody to get open. Wait for somebody. Boy, go get a first down, boy.
Could also be because of this. From Joe Shad, the Miami Dolphins wide receivers, keyword there, wide receivers, tied for third in receptions this season. So obviously Tyreek and Waddle, one and two. Grant Dubose with one reception. Robbie Chosen with one reception. And D. Eskridge with one reception.
He caught a ball in Seattle, and I yelled out, who? I had never heard of that guy before. I texted the ticket wizard. I go, who? They're like, yeah, they just plucked him off Seattle like a month ago.
D. Eskridge. Fourth down, got to get it. Let's throw a little button hook to Berrios, who had a safety laying on top of his neck.
Berrios, Tanner Scott, or D. Eskridge. Take your pick for a must-have reception in a critical moment of the game.
Fourth and three. Yeah, let's get Eskridge the ball.
Oh, actually, wave that off. Julian Hill just jumped off the false started again. So never mind. Okay. Never mind. We're gonna run the old Adam Gase draw play instead.
Fourth George, and eight now. Fourth and threes and Richards, fourth and eight.
George Richards from FloridaHockeyNow.com has tweeted out a story and has written a story at FloridaHockeyNow.com. As heard on the Hockman and Crowder show, there's a new official pizza of the Florida Panthers, and it will be available at a new concession stand at the Sunrise Arena starting next week. So look at us, stealing Andy Slater tweets, making it our own, getting a story.
I love me.
Also, not having any information, relying on George Richards to give us all the information, and then allowing him to credit us.
Appreciate you, George.
I do like that, though. Like, you guys should do more interviews the way you just did. Schedule a beat writer to not come on the show, answer. But listen to the show at a certain time and then just ask them questions.
And then we'll text you questions that we have while we discuss something that we have no knowledge of.
It'll be better than some segments.
I mean, this is revelatory radio. This has never been done before.
Schedule our own fact checkers.
Because that's a pain in the ass when somebody, they got to be on their phone, they've got to be in a quiet area, whatever. Hey, we need you to come on the show today. You don't even have to come on. Just make sure that you're listening, and we'll fire off some questions via text.
I think it's genius.
I like it. I think it opens up a whole new category of guests.
Hit Ira about Nazir Little.
All right, what do you want me to ask him?
Why is he a 5-2 guy?
All right. Ira.
Ask him if he's a culture guy. Is Nazir Little a culture guy?
Should we be excited about... Does anyone call him Naz Little but me?
Nah, it's Naz. Naz Little.
Should we be excited about Naz Little because he's a... 5-2 guy, or because he's a culture guy? All right, Ira Winderman, who's not allowed to come on with us because he's got an exclusive deal with Big O, and I don't want to get Ira in trouble, but he's not really on with us. This is just a text guest, and I imagine there might be some loophole in his contract with Big O.
I like this.
If we end up screwing up his hustle, we're going to have to start a GoFundMe.
I'll shoot Ira a couple bucks.
I'm in for a couple bucks.
Nah, the Sun Sentinels already got me on the hook for a couple bucks, so sorry, Ira.
I've GoFundMe me like twice in my life.
I do that a lot. I get sucked into all those... You know, tweets, and then I read a story on People Magazine, and they got all their Christmas gifts stolen, and the GoFundMe's already at $900,000. They had a Raggedy Ann doll stolen, but I'm like, well, I got to give 25. Ira says because he's willing to take a non-guaranteed contract for the NBA minimum, basically because he is willing to work for free during training camp.
So we signed him because he worked for free?
Remember, we're above. If we signed somebody to a guaranteed contract, it would take us above the second apron. I think we're only below it by 1.1 $1.2 or $1.4 million. So Nas Little's contract is not fully guaranteed. They can make it fully guaranteed. They have until January or late December to either trade or allocate some extra cap space, and then they could sign Nas Little to a guaranteed, fully guaranteed contract.
Yeah, this was better when I'm interviewing Ira over text. No one wants to hear your explanation of what Ira just texted me.
And even the guy under the tree at Home Depot doesn't work for free. We got a guy that's not even at Home Depot parking lot?
The whole idea of the segment was to text people who know things but not bring them on. I read the text from Ira, and then all of a sudden Solana decided it was his time to expound on aprons.
What you got, Andy Ellisberg? What else you got for us?
You asked a question, Crowder. I had the answer.
Since it flummed to the second apron by $1.2 million.
Don't blame me. Blame Adam Silver, okay? It's not my fault. Not my fault we're talking like we're on the Food Network now when we're talking about Nas Little. All right? It's not my fault.
One simple, silly text to Ira. All of a sudden, Solana's got to regurgitate everything he read in Anthony Chang's column. Yeah, Solana knew all that stuff off the top of his dome, sure.
Right under the apron.
Here's the situation with the collective bargaining agreement. From what I understand, reading through page after page here, I've got a PDF of it. Sector 1701, subtext B, states...
Yeah, tell us more about the Amerant Bank Arena pizza issues, though. Go ahead, Hawk.
That's my knowledge. Like, I was speaking from knowledge there. You're just telling me what Anthony Chang wrote.
Come on, Alejandro Ellisberg. Just come on.
Andy Ellisberg's bizarro world companion is Alejandro Ellisberg.
Alejandro Ellisberg.
Skinny and can't do math. It's like, what's the movie where they're, it's the Jordan Peele movie where they're living underground. You've got like
Us,
the,
right?
Is it Us? Yeah. You're Andy Ellisberg's ridiculous shadow creature.
Yeah, Pat, I really don't know what to do about this apron, you know, this apron situation. Well, Andy, you might need to call Alejandro on this one.
All right. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover law firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. I'm scared to do this too because then I can't tell you guys about the Gulf of Mexico being a marginal sea of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, no one even knows what that means.
There's no such thing as the Gulf of Mexico. It's all the Atlantic Ocean. You're right.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover law firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7.
Texas is on the Atlantic.
Text Julie Durda. Does the Gulf of Mexico exist?
Like if you put on social media a picture of you on the beach and you say enjoying a nice day in the Atlantic Ocean, 0 out of 1 trillion people even have the idea that you might be in Texas. Like if you just say enjoying a beach day and the Atlantic Ocean, 0 out of everyone on the planet discounts you being in Texas.
You know oceans and seas can touch, right?
But you're not like understanding. You're not understanding
the
what
Pacific,
I'm saying.
But the Gulf of Mexico. Under South America, the Pacific and the Atlantic touch.
Yes.
The Gulf and the Atlantic touch.
But the Gulf of Mexico exists because of the Atlantic Ocean. It is a body of water.
It's a baby.
Because
it's the Atlantic Ocean's baby.
Sure. If you want to look at it that way.
Oh, boy, what school did you go to again?
No, I mean, you can't just discredit something that is a fact, and that's what you're trying to do. That is your weather.
We have Don Bailey Jr. calls in the next segment from Saturday. I forgot that he – how many did he do?
All four.
He did?
He did, yeah.
Are they good?
They're worth sticking around for.
All right, there you go. Don Bailey Jr. calls in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys. Wow.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, Solana. So I have not heard any of these. I don't even recall what we gave him, to be quite honest. But Don Bailey Jr. has done a good job this season working our calls into his broadcast with Joe Zagacki. You'll be able to hear DBJ this Friday on this radio station. In fact, we're only on, Crowder, you and I, from 2 till 3 on Friday. And then you'll have the Canes pregame starting at 3. And then DBJ, Joe Zagacki on the call beginning at 7 p.m. from Hard Rock Stadium. Canes 19-point favorites over Vatek right now on Friday night. A little primetime ass beating in store for the Hokies. First thing we gave them was the Inner Circle song, the theme from Cops, Bad Boys. Here's what we gave them.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
And we thought maybe we've already given them that over the years, but none of us really remembered, including DBJ. So we said, well, we'll do it again just in case he hasn't. Here's what it sounded like during the game.
First and goal for the six. Ward comes toward the line of scrimmage and barks out his signals. Miami looking for a touchdown. Fake, fires, end zone, caught, touchdown. Isaiah Horton got it. Touchdown, Miami. Hurricanes answering right back. Hurricanes delight for Isaiah Horton.
Bad boys, what you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? And the U is the U.
Well, they came for Miami, the Canes answered.
And the U is the U.
The U. He had that one ready.
That was good. I like that. I'm down with that.
A little rushed.
Yeah, a little rushed. But other than that, it was pretty good. Next thing we gave him, so Solana's dad comes on with us on Wednesdays to pick games, and he was terrible again this week. I can go over everybody's gambling totals, but he was terrible once again. But he did blurt out at one point during his segment last week, Chimichurri. This is Solana's dad.
Chimichurri.
And so we told DBJ, do that during the game. Just blurt it out. Let's hear what happened.
Ward goes in under center. Carpenter will snap it. Ward takes, gives Martinez, boop, and he walks into the end zone for a Miami touchdown. A drive that was superb. Miami takes control. The drive that worked to perfection, and Miami leads it 28-15.
Miami put some chimichurri on it, Joe, and they put it all over Elijah Lofton, the power back. He's the guy that pushed the line of scrimmage that got the points for Miami.
I happen to like that. It's not true to the chimichurri that we wanted. That happens to be a great adjective to use, even though it's not really an adjective. It's a noun.
Yeah.
But, like, I would use that more if I was him. Put a little chimichurri on that one. Like, that's a good South Florida call.
I was just going to say, South Florida is perfect. I'm sure people in Montana don't know what the hell a chimichurri is.
Probably not. We also gave him the Madonna song, La Isla Bonita. Let's see how this went.
Poffenbarger hands it away. Sweeping the 30 Lyle. He's got the 20. Then the 30. Then the 40. Look out. Here we go. Jordan Lyle. He's got the 30. He's at the 20. Jordan Lyle to the 10. To the 5. And he takes it all the way home. 91 spectacular yards for Jordan Lyle. He delivers like magic. And that brings the curtains down on the show here in Tampa, 49-15.
Jordan Lyle gets to the corner, throws on the afterburners, and gets Miami 1 point away from half a hundred. Tropical, the island breeze, all of nature wild and free. This is where I long to be, La Isla Bonita.
Well, while you were singing, Borey, Dallas hit the extra point and gave Miami 50. And go right ahead. How about an encore?
Well,
we have the everybody has their phone lights on.
I can't have my eyes at 2 places. Believe me, I didn't have that memorized.
Unbelievable. I mean, first of all, he's in a bit, like, he's giving you really excited, and then he just cuts it off himself and just like rat-a-tat-tat, like tropical the island breeze. Now, Joe has to be unbelievably angry because he apparently did this while the extra point is being kicked, and Joe would like to broadcast, I don't know, the scoring plays. And then he came up with La Isla Bonita.
That was good.
There was a lot going on there. Let me hear that one more time.
You want the whole call?
Yeah, let's hear the whole call because it's funny the way that he goes into it.
Poffenbarger hands it away.
Top
season. Then the 30. Then the 40. Look out. Here we go. Jordan Lyle. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. Jordan Lyle to the 10. To the 5. And he takes it all the way home. 91 spectacular yards for Jordan Lyle. He delivers like magic, and that brings the curtains down on the show here in Tampa, 49-15.
Jordan Lyle gets to the corner, throws on the afterburners, and gets Miami 1 point away from half a hundred. Tropical, the island breeze, all of nature wild and free. This is where I long to be, La Isla Bonita.
What did he say? La Isla what?
La Isla Bonita.
Oh, is that what it was? La Isla La Bonita? I gave it a shot.
Hey, good strong swing.
And finally, I wanted to give him hi-ho Kermit the Frog here, which has been said, you know, by Kermit the Frog. As all of us grew up, everyone knows hi-ho Kermit the Frog here. I sent the sound clip to Solana. He went out of his way to find what he thought a more exciting delivery, hi-ho Kermit the Frog here, which was really Kermit the Frog goofing on his own delivery of it. Listen to what we gave DBJ.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Yeah, no one knows what that is. I got to hear what DBJ did.
So Miami has the ball at their 4. War 24 of 34, 404 yards.
Got time for a 4-minute and 48-second touchdown drive.
How about this one?
Yes, sir.
Maui said, "You know Goa." It came from my writer, Cheryl Zagacki. That was a good one.
And my writer said, "Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here."
What? What? Has he never heard Kermit the Frog?
I don't know. Oh, DB Senior. I don't know if DB Senior let him watch TV.
He was doing the Seven Dwarves there for a second. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go. We should give him that, by the way.
Hey.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go. Should give that to Giselle Espinalis, the world's greatest whistler. Let me hear this again. This is supposed to be, hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Made it sound like Groucho Marx. Kermit the Frog here. He's like smoking a cigar. Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
All right. Late in the game, he gets a little fatigued.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think he knows who Kermit the Frog is. I don't think Solana knows either.
We got to ask old DBJ about
hi-ho,
that one.
Kermit the Frog here.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Yeah, that one gives me the creeps.
Yeah.
Nice job, Don Bailey Jr. That was excellent.
coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bad Bunny, da da ya, ya ya ya, da 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 ya.
Hawk and Crowder.
You know what 1 year ago today was? September 24th, 2023. You have any recollection?
Man, no, I don't.
Jimmy, your mind works in incredible ways.
No, I don't remember.
Sometimes not, though.
Is it Dolphins related?
It is Dolphins related.
All right. 1 year ago today, who did the Dolphins play week three of the season last year?
Was it Buffalo?
I don't know. You got me, Hawk. I don't know. You stumped me.
I'll ask you, Crowder. 1 year ago today, September 24th, 2023, do you know what happened in Dolphins history?
The Denver game.
Dolphins put up 70 points on the Denver Broncos 1 year ago today.
Man, was that the good times?
That was the good times. Do you know the shows we did following that game?
Yeah, it's way better than 11 points a game. I'll tell you that much.
Or three last last game. It's all skewed. It's
come on, man.
Holy mackerel. 1 year ago today, Dolphins beat the Broncos 70 to 20.
70 to 20, but it should have been the NFL record 73 to 20.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Robert Hunt was the missing piece. What's going on here?
Need a little offensive push and we'd be right back there at 70. They were so close on Sunday. They were only 67 points away. You get a little bit more blocking out of that O-line, you are right there.
Man, we need a right guard.
All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Hawk and Crowder.